Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I was just listening to a great story told by Dan Sullivan. Dan Sullivan, if you don't know who that is the founder of a coaching organization called Strategic Coach that helps entrepreneurs build better businesses and embrace what he calls their unique ability as entrepreneurs. So Dan Sullivan, on this podcast episode, where he's a co-host with Joe Polish, the podcast is called 10X Talk, was talking about the fact that he's been through 7 economic downturns over the course of his career. And Dan is in his 70s. Been running Strategic Coach for about 40, 50 years. And he was telling the story about how they got through the crisis of 2008. And he said that he said to his team, we've got to stay focused on 2 things to get through this. One is we've got to stay confident. And 2 is we've got to maintain our capacity. We've got to keep our people, maintain our team, make sure we don't lose our people. And Dan said that the reason why he wanted to focus on those 2 things was because most of their competitors at the time were thinking about scaling back. They were thinking about cutting costs, conserving resources, scaling back on their team, letting people go so they could survive. And because of that, if they focus on those 2 things, staying confident and maintaining their team, they're going to come out of the recession stronger than everybody else. And they're just going to take off. And that's precisely what happened as a result. And I thought that was a perfect, perfect lesson for all of us who face any kind of hard times in our business. In Dan's case, you know, he was going through the recession. But whether or not there's a recession, anytime there's a rough patch, it could be due to external events, an economic downturn, a recession. It could be a competitor who is stealing market share. It could be some other macroeconomic events taking place. It could be just some micro stuff where, you know, you lose a client or you lost a chunk of your revenue. Anytime you face those kinds of obstacles or adversities, your knee-jerk reaction is going to be to scale back. It's going to be to conserve. It's going to be that scarcity response. That's human nature. But you've got to fight that. And you've got to respond with an abundance reaction. You've got to respond with, now is not the time to scale back. Now is the time to rev up. Now is not the time to move backwards. Now is the time to move forwards. Now is not the time to conserve resources. Now is the time to spend resources to acquire a better future. That's something that I think we can all learn from. I know I can learn from that. There have been so many times in my business where I've thought, you know what, let's just buckle down, let's conserve resources, let's not spend too much money, let's just be very, very cautious, and we'll get through this. And that's, frankly, I can't think of a single time where that's actually produced desirable outcomes. But whenever I've responded with, you know what, we've got to do this, we've got to invest in this, we've got to invest in hiring these coaches or these mentors, we've got to invest in running these ads, we've got to invest in adding this person to our team. And not in a reckless way, obviously in a very thoughtful way, strategic way, in a way that makes sense for the viability and the success of the business. But whenever we've done that, I've never regretted it. I've never regretted hiring a coach or a mentor. I've never regretted running an advertising campaign, even when we lost money because we learned things. I've never regretted adding somebody to our team, even when cash flow-wise, it was a bit of a stretch. Those decisions have always, always, always worked out. So I think there's something really powerful here. Whenever your gut or your knee-jerk reaction is to scale back, you got to fight that and rev up instead. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.